MPAT presents Tales from the Langjans Bunker, Diary of Apocalypses, because just one isn't any fun.
He's dead. They're all dead. Except for me and thee. Bumpity bump, my life for you.
He's coming for you, Larry. The man with no face.
He's the first dog I've seen in, since the third week in June.
Yeah, Superflu took out most of the dogs, right along with their idiot masters. Most unfair.
I saw a pale horse and a pale rider upon it. The name of the horse was Pestilence. The name of the rider was Death.
What was it, Stu?
It was the end of Las Vegas, Tommy.
Thanks. Decorations is my hobby. M-O-O-N. That spells hobby.
What happened to the chairs?
Oh, I had them taken out. Liars at the chairs, you know. Truth tellers just sort of hunker down.
Hello and welcome to Mad Movie Mayhem, DDOQ 2020, episode 86 of Tales from the Langjans Bunker. How are you all doing on this Tuesday evening? Me, myself, and I, we're doing okay. It's a beautiful day here in Calgary. All of the hail has melted, the big piles and the hidden piles and all the stuff that was in the shadows. All gone. High hot today. Oh, busy, busy day. I'm not going to keep you too long, though, because Sonya got in the booth, and I've got a segment from her, so I'm going to share that with you. But before I do that, I'm going to give you the leaderboard and get that out of the way. So this is as it goes. Mark, the Encaffeinated One, you are in first place with 140 points. Nutty, you're in second place with 101 points. Melanie, you're in third place with 90 points. Anne, you're in fourth place with 47 points. Amelia, you're in fifth place with 41 points. And Craig, you are in sixth place with 28. Congratulations to everyone. All right, tomorrow's episode, we're just going to keep going with the trends. So this one's going to be 12:02. Why not? So that's right at lunchtime, 12:02 for me. Let's see when you guys send in your answers for tomorrow's episode. That's when it's going to drop. And without any further ado, here is Sonya and her slice of the apocalypse.
We have Sonya in the booth with us, and, she's wearing a helmet. So I'll let her tell you where her slice of the apocalypse is going so far. Here you go.
Hi, everyone. Yes, I am sitting here wearing a helmet. Because it's Tuesday and I'm living in a war field. Oh my. Oh my. Oh my. Yes. So the quarantine schooling I'm about done with. What a nightmare. This is my kids' last week. And both of my big kids have become adept liars about what they've accomplished. Except that as soon as you look them in the eye, they crumble. They crumble in defeat. And then it's sob story after sob story about how we hate this and we don't want to do this and therefore I didn't do it and I'm now telling you I didn't do it and I need to do it and I don't want to do it and I can't print it out and I don't know how to get the test and it's 8:00 and you won't phone my teacher. Yes. That is how this week is going. I'm supposed to go backpacking tomorrow. I'm supposed to have my first overnight away from here, in a tent. And it's supposed to rain all damn day, and all night, and the following day. So earlier this afternoon, I said that, no, I'm not going to do that, because that doesn't sound like fun. And it's just gotten so much worse since then. I might still go. I might just say, too bad, going anyways. Don't know. Don't have a bag packed. Don't even know if I have everything I need in terms of my kitchen. But I may go anyways, guys. I guess we'll find out. But yes, I am wearing a helmet. We got our bikes fixed. Jay took them out of our rafters. I've had my bike since I was 16. I spent $45 getting it all tuned up. And it's really fun! So after I'm done my segment, I'm driving over to the drugstore to pick up drugs. Sounds so good.
So much in Canada.
Sounds so good with that. Oh, this week's going to go buy some drugs. I am getting prescriptions. My 6-year-old was diagnosed with ADHD today. It is a glorious day, folks. I am drugging her. I'm so excited. Now, before you're like, oh, she's one of those parents. Yes, yes, I am. I was diagnosed with ADHD at age 8. I know exactly what she's going through, and it's terrible. So we will try the drugs, and we will modify the diet. And we will continue doing all the other things we do to support our other children with ADHD with her as well. But you know what? All of those things work a little bit, but none of them do it all. It's just our reality. So, drugs it is. Which is a far cry better than her trying to burn the house down when she's trying to barbecue her own hot dog at lunchtime because the kids won't make her noodles for lunch. And then you're like, but why are you making a hot dog then? And she's like, I don't know. I mentioned she's 6, right? We should not be touching the barbecue at 6. Yes. Yes, it's one of those weeks. I feel like my helmet is so appropriate on so many levels. Yes?
Life's tough, get a helmet.
Life's tough, get a helmet? That's right. It's super sexy. It was like the only one that Walmart had. I couldn't fit my head into the little kid's one that was super cute, as hard as I tried. So I had to get this ugly white one. I feel like a moron.
But your brain's safe.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it really?
It's really safe inside your helmet.
I feel it would be safer in a cuter helmet.
I'm sure fashion does not impact the impact.
What is that noise?
Something on my computer.
It's like blip, blip, blip.
Yeah, it's notifications.
Blip, blip, blip.
Notifications.
He's a popular guy.
You're the only one. We're the only ones that can hear it. They can't hear it.
They can't hear it? No. It's okay.
Yeah.
Fits right in with my week.
Hearing things that aren't there? Or hearing things that no one else can hear?
I don't know, either or. It's only Tuesday. We've got a long week to go yet. I don't know, guys. Maybe I'll go backpacking. Maybe Jay will just randomly get the text tomorrow that he's dreading, and it will say, I'm leaving. Goodbye. I'll see you tomorrow. Dun, dun, dun. Stay tuned for the next episode on Does Sonya Go Backpacking, or does she not?
With a follow-up of round of What's for Dinner? I have no idea.
That's probably a thing, too.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a thing.
Payday's Friday. Like, stop harassing me and just eat the food that's in the fridge. Yes. I grow the food. I buy the food. I store the food. There's lots of food. Get creative and make the food. Not hard, ladies and gentlemen. Not hard.
Yeah, you're simplifying the issue.
No. I'm not. But it's mad protective. All right. I think that's where we're going to leave it before I start talking about the payout we've taken. Yes. Whole other story. Inside story. Oh, he doesn't look like he's having fun anymore.
Oh, I don't care.
Sad day. All right. Have a lovely evening. Good luck. Remember, when life gets tough, wear a helmet.
Thank you, Sonya. And now, back to our show.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. There is Sonya's segment. She wore the helmet down. But yeah, she's riding her bike. I got my bike fixed, too. Fixed, tune-up. Brought out of mothballs. They've been hanging upside down for 10 years. And before that, they were, you know, rudely stored in many locations. I was very shocked, actually. For very little money, we were able to get those back on the road and rolling. It was funny, actually, because Son was looking at mine, and she goes, I wish I had tires like yours. They're in such good shape. And I'm like, they're brand new. They still have the plastic spike stub things on the side. Well, I'm going to ride it now. I'm going to get my money's worth today. Sorry, I'm going to get my parents' money's worth today. Almost 40, and I still have the bike I had when I was a teenager. There's something wrong. You know, they changed technology since then. Big time! It's a flippin' heavy bike, but that's the way it is. No big deal. All right, I'm going to let you guys go. Have a great evening. Have a good night. And we'll talk to you tomorrow. So
from all of us here at Masterpiece Audio Theater, we wish you a good evening and a good night.
You've been listening to Empath Studios' presentation of the Langjan's Tales from the Bunker, Diary of Apocalypses, The Dog Days of Quarantine Edition. Sound clips are from GarageBand and can be found in their samples library. We can be found on Facebook, on the Masterpiece Audio Theater page, nimlas.org, or you can email us at j@jglangjans.com. This podcast is released under Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives, 4.0, Unported, License. Thanks for joining us.